Outside Weston High School, the flag flies at half-staff. A white wooden cross stands by the entrance, handwritten messages and prayers scribbled across its face and sides. The base is flanked with flowers, stuffed animals, and a softball with the words, "God bless John Klang." School staff fumble for their keys, as all entrances are now locked and monitored by volunteers and a uniformed officer from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office.
I can let you in.
Where's the okay.
Much has changed since 15-year-old Eric Hainstock allegedly entered the school with a shotgun and handgun last week. Acting Principal Melissa Nye says the community has come together to show their support for the school and grief over the loss of Principal Klang.
He cared about absolutely everybody, every student, every community member, every staff member, and he was just an outstanding person.
Meanwhile, School Superintendent Terry Milford says 600 members of the State Principals Association are expected to show for the funeral, as well as Elizabeth Burmaster, Secretary of the Department for Public Instruction. Milford says it's all testimony to the heroism of John Klang. Despite being critically wounded, witnesses say the administrator wrestled Hainstock to the ground, swept his gun away, and helped restrain him until police arrived.
The teachers are expected to give their lives for their kids. But they're expected to do it one day at a time. John did it in one day.
Milford adds that a collection is underway to fund a scholarship in Klang's name. A Reedsburg Monument Company has also invited Weston High staff and students to design a memorial, which they'll build and install for free. In Cazenovia, I'm Brian Bull for Wisconsin Public Radio.